The big story this week everyone's talking about is the trial that's going on between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about it because what I realized is this is interesting. So this week, I don't know if you want to follow this, you're more than welcome to. But I was interviewed by the BBC about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case because, so if you don't know anything about it, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about it for a minute because people are probably like, wait, I thought they already sued each other. Wait, I thought the divorce was already finalized. Yes, they sued each other. Yes, the divorce was finalized. What happened was, so they started dating in like 2012. She was already in a relationship with this woman. He was in a relationship with Vanessa Paradis, who he'd been with and had two kids with. They were together for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
They end up falling in love on the set of Rum Diary, and they leave their significant others and become a couple. Within 2 years of dating, they get married. And everything seemed, I'm not going to say fine, because Doug Stanhope, the comedian, is very close with Johnny Depp, and he's really talked about this extensively. Apparently, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, when they get together, it's like fire and fire. You know, they just set each other on fire, and it's everything about it is crazy. The sex was probably amazing, I'm sure, but they were just overly passionate, and we hear stories about, like, them destroying a room or breaking glass, or it seemed like it was just absolute chaos, like intense chaos, and they drank a lot and they partied a lot. So when she came into the relationship with Johnny Depp, her ex had her arrested because she allegedly abused her, that there was domestic violence going on there where Amber Heard was the abuser, mm-hmm. not being abused, but was the abuser, and was arrested for it. But the woman ended up dropping the charges and just going on with her life and having nothing more to do with Amber Heard. So what had happened was Amber Heard, if you know the case, you know that she had accused Johnny Depp of domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
When she accused him of domestic abuse, his ex Winona Ryder and his ex Vanessa Paradis came out immediately and said, that is not the Johnny I know. That is not the person. He is not an abuser. He's a kind, gentle human being. I wouldn't have been with him for 14 years. I wouldn't have been with him for 8 years, whatever it was with Winona Ryder. Like, they came out and they were like, it's bullshit. We don't believe it.
Mm.
We don't know is the thing. And even if Amber Heard hit him 9 times and he hit her once, it's abuse.
Mm.
It's still abuse. So the other thing is,
it's abuse both ways, correct?
It's abuse both ways, right? Okay. Right. They're both just bad for each other, and it's good that they ended up getting divorced.
Mm.
So what the article in the BBC, one of the things that we did a deeper dive into is the psychology behind it and why there's so many celebrities involved with this trial. So I don't know what happened between them. I wasn't there, but I wouldn't be surprised. The problem is Johnny Depp has been drinking a lot over the years,
mm-hmm. and he's admitted to it.
And he's admitted to it, but there's a lot of research that shows that alcohol has a long-term effect on your frontal lobe, where your decision-making and your executive functioning happens. And it's not unheard of that somebody that was never an abuser and never aggressive would turn aggressive after years of alcohol use and abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he hit her or not, but I also know that she's not the most innocent person in the world. You know, we're not talking about like Cate Blanchett here.
Mm-hmm.
Amber Heard is being sued by two different producers because she'd come to set many times, allegedly, drunk, and she was abusive to staff and to the crew. She was kicked off the set. There was another movie that she was on that she agreed to do certain scenes, and then when it came time to do those scenes, she threw a fit, and she was not just disrespectful, but like the word they used was abusive.
Mm-hmm.
So she's being sued by two major, one director and one producer, two major people in the industry. So she's no angel. Let me also say that Amber Heard is from an abusive family. Her father was an alcoholic and a drug addict and a violent man. And she's talked about it. And Page Six and the Daily Mail got a hold of some audio and some texts. So in the texts, she's talking about her father, and she's referring to him as the monster. and talking about that he's violent and abusive and an alcoholic, but she loves him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In the audio that the Daily Mail found, she's saying stuff to Johnny Depp like, well, yeah, I hit you, but, you know, that's how we are together. And I hit you, you hit me. And, you know, she's making it, she's basically saying that she hit him as well, that she was also, that's just, that they have this crazy relationship. So they get divorced in 2017. And one of the things in the divorce settlement, it said that they cannot talk about each other publicly. Anything that happened between them, they signed this very ironclad NDA, non-disclosure. He gives her this, famously gives her $7 million. She doesn't want any money from him. She just wants $7 million that she's giving to charity. And you need to know that she never gave it to a charity. That's the first thing. So she doesn't give it to charity. And she signs this NDA that says they can't talk about each other. Once the whole Me Too thing really blew up, she writes this article for the Washington Post. It's an op-ed where she talks exclusively about this marriage she was in, and she refers to the man in it as the monster, the same thing that she called her father. And it's very obvious in this op-ed that she's talking about Johnny Depp. It's very obvious. It would be like me saying to you, so I dated this celebrity, but I can't tell you his name. I can tell you that he has a famous sister, and she had a movie this year that was up for an Oscar, and he dated Taylor Swift, and he's in a movie right now with Michael Bay, but I can't tell you his name. It's obvious I'm talking about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right.
And I did not date Jake Gyllenhaal, by the way. I did not date him. I'm just giving an example of, like, you know. So that's basically what she did. She was like, you know, it's the guy that was in the pirate movie, but it's not Johnny Depp because I'm not allowed to say his name. So that's basically what this lawsuit is about. So they're suing each other. He's suing her for like $100 million. And it's going to come down to her credibility. She's saying that she was an abuse victim, you know, of domestic violence. He's saying it never happened. So who there, and that she cheated on him with Elon Musk and James Franco. So at the trial this week, we're hearing testimony from Elon Musk and James Franco.
Oh, no.
They also called in Paul Bettany, the actor, because he was shooting a movie with Amber Heard while all this was going down. So the reason why all of these famous men are going to be coming to this trial is only to show her credibility or lack thereof. So if Elon Musk, now we're recording this before the trial. The trial is just launching.
Mm-hmm.
So we're recording this before we have actual testimony. So if Elon Musk says, yes, I dated Amber Heard, and gives the dates, and if James Franco says the same thing, then right there, her credibility is shot. And that's what all this is about.
Because she would be a cheater then.
Well, and a liar. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's saying, I didn't lie. I never lie.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are all these directors and producers who are suing her saying that she's a huge liar, this is all her credibility. Did Johnny Depp abuse her?
Mm-hmm.
She says yes. He says no. He sued the son because the son called him a wife beater. They refer to him as a wife beater.
Mm-hmm.
With no evidence other than her testimony. He sued them and lost. So I don't know if that's going to be relevant. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be relevant in the trial or not. Because, they're going by Amber Heard said, you're a wife beater, so we can use the term wife beater. Mm. Sorry, that's what she said. We're just quoting her. You know, we're
even
not calling you wife beater.
Not.
Yeah, we're not calling you wife beater. We're saying that's what she said.
Mm.
Like, we're allowed to quote her. So that's why he ended up losing, and this judge is really on Amber Heard's side and does not like Johnny Depp because didn't even give him an opportunity for an appeal, so he can't even appeal it. So that's what this trial is, and this trial is happening in Virginia, and they tried to move it. She wanted to move it to L.A., and the judge, his attorneys were like, no fucking way, it's staying in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess a lot of the things that went down between them went down in Washington, D.C., I think. So Virginia is like where they go to trial.
Hmm. I wonder if the judge saw Lone Ranger and wasted his money. And then he has it in for Johnny Depp because, you know what, dude? You owe me $26.
Right.
Because you made me go see that movie and it was horrible.
Yeah, the interesting thing, and one of the things we get into in this BBC piece is how this is going to affect their careers. It's already affecting Johnny Depp's career because he was supposed to be, remember, he originated the role in Fantastic Beasts, and they're shooting Fantastic Beasts 3, and he didn't drop out. They fired him. They basically said, like, we can't, with all this going on, we're not going to put you in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So the stank is already on him. The domestic abuser stank is already on him. And how's her career? Well, one of these famous producers who worked with her on a big movie put an email out to other people in Hollywood that leaked. And it's in Page Six if you want to see it, by the way. And it basically said, she's an alcoholic. She's a liar. Nobody should ever hire her again. So she's already persona non grata in Hollywood.
So
it's affecting both of their careers. Yeah. Yeah, they're both. I mean, he has such fuck you money that he has an island called Fuck You Island.
Yeah, but he's also an employee of Disney, and Disney doesn't want that stank on him at all.
Right.
So they're going to back away from him. So that's nothing good is going to come of this.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to prove it. It's your word against mine. It's not like I have a dash cam of our whole relationship. No, let's go rewind and see what happened. It's just your word and my word.
Well, that's why the Doug Stanhope thing and all of his stuff is very interesting, because he was there for all of this. And he says that she's a liar and that Johnny Depp would never do anything that she claims. And he's full on Johnny Depp's side. And he's basically like, believe me, if I saw something else, I would have said something else. But he's 100% on Johnny Depp's side, not just as his friend, as somebody who was there for all of this stuff. And then if you go find the audio that the Daily Mail had of some of her recordings that were released, you'll see that, again, it doesn't say that Johnny Depp is not an abuser also. It just says that she too is, that she also has been physical with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like they're both. It's just one of these relationships that they got into, and it just went too far. All of it went too far. So,
yeah, we all need to have a camera on us at all time, so we can go back and rewind it and say, see?
Well, I guess there was some camera there, because she accused him initially. This is how it all started. She initially accused him of throwing a phone at her.
Mm-hmm.
And the police investigated and found some video and said that it never happened. So not only did they not arrest him, she had to drop the charges. So that went bye-bye. Yeah, that whole thing went bye-bye. But she claims that he dragged her feet through broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It sounds like it doesn't sound like he just got angry and, like, slapped her. It sounded like he beat the crap out of her, if you hear her talk about it.
I think a lot of things happened. I think they had one of those relationships that, like you said, they destroy rooms. They do all kinds of things. So maybe some things happened, but I think it happened on both ends. So,
well, and also they were it seemed to me like they were both pretty wasted
all the time. Mm.
So I'm not that I'm blaming alcohol or drugs or whatever, but you know, you can be uninhibited. But then again, you know, if you think about it, I don't care how drunk you are. If you're not an abuser, you're not going to abuse somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No amount of alcohol is going to make you start suddenly beating the person you're with. It's just not going to happen.
Unless you drink a lot and you black out. Then you take a gummy and then you smoke some weed and then you black out. Yeah.
Well, that would just make you mellow. That wouldn't make you violent, especially if you're about to pass out. That would not make you. None of that stuff would make you violent, especially a gummy. I just, you know, I don't think that she would be so forthcoming in her accusations. She would have backed off from it.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing ever happened, I think at this point she would have backed off. But she keeps coming. And then she wrote this Washington Post piece that, you know, some people that are on his side are saying that she wrote it for attention and for sympathy, and it's all bullshit. But then people that believe women are saying, no, she's finally outed this abuser that we didn't know about, you know, this person who has that in him. Maybe he didn't when he was with Vanessa Paradis. Maybe he didn't when he was with
maybe she brings Winona that Ryder. Part of him out that
maybe because of years of alcohol abuse, that's who he's become. It's not unheard of. You know, people do change. So people do change if something drastic happens to them, like years of alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is we don't know. But this week, that's why they're back in court this week, in case you were wondering.